Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. A friend sent me a link to a video on YouTube the other day, and it's called The Story of Ian and Larissa, and it was published on May 8th, 2012. And so the video opens with the wedding day of this particular couple, Ian and Larissa. They look really happy and full of love. But when several men have to help the groom stand in order to be married, that's when you realize something is amiss with the groom. Then they begin to tell the backstory of this couple. Ian and Larissa had met in college in 2005 and dated for 10 months. On his way to work one day, Ian was involved in an accident. When Larissa received word about the accident, she immediately began to pray that it wouldn't be his brain. Turns out it was. Ian had suffered a traumatic brain injury, but God totally spared his life, Larissa says. One night he was failing 4 to 5 brain activity tests, and the next morning he was doing well and his brain was starting to respond again. Larissa is wonderful. She would take Ian out on dates as he started to get better, and he couldn't talk and he couldn't eat. Larissa says that they probably looked pretty strange to other people, but they didn't care. She continued talking to and working with Ian. In order to help them both not to become discouraged, they started what they call a grateful board at Ian's house, and it's a board where they post little sticky notes of all the things they're grateful for along the way. One of the things that really helped Larissa through this whole experience, because they weren't married yet, right? They had just been dating prior to the accident, is that she knew that Ian had been ring shopping before the accident, and she knew where his heart was and where he wanted the relationship to go. She said they weren't just dating casually. They were dating with a specific purpose. But with the accident, they both decided they couldn't really consider marriage as an option until Ian was able to communicate with Larissa. So Ian continued to progress and was eventually able to communicate with her. Larissa said something interesting, though. She said that Ian can't do the secondary things, such as cook her a meal or work, but she says he can do the primary things, such as leading her spiritually. Isn't that interesting? She says that what helped her to make the marriage decision with Ian is knowing that if the roles were reversed, Ian would not have left her. She says, and Ian agrees, that they love each other with a more Christ-like love because of Ian's disability. At the end of the video, Larissa turns to Ian and asks, "What about God enables you to have a happy marriage?" And Ian answers, "He's awesome," meaning God is awesome. That is a touching story of dedication and love. You think about Larissa, she could have left Ian. They weren't married and, you know, dated someone else. But it's interesting that she says that while some of the secondary things are not there with Ian, the primary things are, such as his ability to lead her spiritually. That was powerful. There's a story that President Dieter F. Uchtdorf tells in General Conference, November 2011. It's entitled Forget Me Not, and it relates to the story that we're just talking about with Ian and Larissa. And so we'd like to play this story from President Uchtdorf for you now in his own words. Ready? Here we go.
In the beloved children's story, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the mysterious candy maker Willy Wonka hides a golden ticket in 5 of his candy bars and announces that whoever finds one of the tickets wins a tour of his factory and a lifetime supply of chocolate. Written on each golden ticket is this message: "Greetings to you, the lucky finder of this golden ticket. Tremendous things are in store for you. Many wonderful surprises await you. Mystic and marvelous surprises will delight, astonish, and perplex you." In this classic children's story, worldwide children's story, people all over the world desperately yearn to find a golden ticket. Some feel that their entire future happiness depends on whether or not a golden ticket falls into their hands. In their anxiousness, people begin to forget the simple joy they used to find in a candy bar. The candy bar itself becomes an utter disappointment if it does not contain a golden ticket. So many people today are waiting for their own golden ticket. The ticket that they believe holds the key to the happiness they have always dreamed about. For some, the golden ticket may be a perfect marriage. For others, a magazine cover home. Or perhaps freedom from stress or worry. There's nothing wrong with righteous yearnings. We hope and seek after things that are virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy. The problem comes when we put our happiness on hold as we wait for some future event, our golden ticket, to appear. One woman wanted more than anything else to marry a righteous priesthood holder in the temple and be a mother and a wife. She had dreamed about this all her life, and oh, what a wonderful mother and loving wife she would be. Her home would be filled with loving kindness. Never a bitter word would be spoken. The food would never burn. And her children, instead of hanging out with their friends, would prefer to spend their evenings and weekends with mom and dad. This was her golden ticket. It was the one thing upon which she felt her whole existence depended. It was the one thing in all the world for which she most desperately yearned. But it never happened. And as the years went on, she became more and more withdrawn, bitter, and even angry. She could not understand why God would not grant her this righteous desire. She worked as an elementary school teacher, and being around children all day long simply reminded her that her golden ticket had never appeared. As the years passed, she became more disappointed and withdrawn. People didn't like being around her and avoided her whenever they could. She even took her frustration out on the children at school. She found herself losing her temper and swung between fits of anger and desperate loneliness. The tragedy of this story is that this dear and wonderful woman, in all her disappointment about her golden ticket, failed to notice the blessing she did have. She did not have children in her home, but she was surrounded by them in her classroom. She was not blessed with a family, but the Lord had given her an opportunity few people have, the chance to influence for good the lives of hundreds of children and families as a teacher. The lesson here is that if we spend our days waiting for fabulous roses, we could miss the beauty and wonder of the tiny forget-me-nots that are all around us. This is not to say that we should abandon hope or temper our goals. Never stop striving for the best that is within you. Never stop hoping for all of the righteous desires of your heart. But don't close your eyes and hearts to the simple and elegant beauties of each day's ordinary moments that make up a rich, well-lived life. The happiest people I know are not those who find their golden ticket. They are those who, while in pursuit of worthy goals, discover and treasure the beauty and sweetness of the everyday moments. They are the ones who, threat by daily threat, weave a tapestry of gratitude and wonder throughout their lives. These are they who are truly happy.
Isn't that a great story about waiting for your golden ticket that may never come? And it's interesting, in light of that story that we shared earlier about Ian and Larissa, Larissa could have waited her whole life to find someone else to marry, and she may have found someone, and she may not have, but she took the leap of faith and married Ian, and they are so happy. And we each have our own situation that relates to that, right? Something that we're waiting for, our golden ticket, so to speak. But it's a good reminder from President Uchtdorf to focus on the here and now. And like he says, the beauty and the wonder of the tiny forget-me-nots that are all around us, the wonderful things that we have that we can enjoy now. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, feel free to send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled More Savior Like Thee, and it's a medley, and it's featuring Kenneth Cope. Thanks again for joining us. Have a fabulous day.
Within more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in the Savior, more sense of thy care, more joy in thy service.
Home, more fit for the King.